USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But based on the poll numbers, the people of this country aren't buying it. You see it because we're going up and they're going down. Let's keep it going for a while. Let's keep it going for a while.
President Trump holding his first rally since the impeachment inquiry hearing getting underway. The president speaking in Bossier City, Louisiana.
So we don't have rights to lawyers. We don't have rights to anything. We don't have rights to... It's the most incredible thing. But you know what? By them being so ridiculous, people see we've been taken away. Our due process has been taken away. But here's what we have. We have truth. We have the fact that everything is absolutely perfect. Perfect.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 1.5, the NASDAQ down 3, the S&P 500 up 2.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, making a late entry.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I admire and respect the candidates in the Democratic field. They bring a richness of ideas and experience and a depth of character that makes me proud to be a Democrat. But if the character of the candidates is an issue in every election, this time is about the character of the country.
In Santa Clarita, California, a student pulling a gun from his backpack 7:30 in the morning and opening fire, killing two students at Saugus High School, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. Then police say he uses the last bullet in his gun and shoots himself in the head on his 16th birthday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And an update now on the DACA program. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
Democrats urging the U.S. Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that does protect dreamers. The High Court hearing oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempts to repeal the policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called dreamers some of the most courageous people he knows, while blasting the president's tweet, which claimed that many of those in DACA are, quote, far from angels. The California Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, argued that Trump's attempt to overturn DACA is blatantly illegal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An update now on arrests taking place at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says apprehensions at the southern border have decreased by 70% since its peak this May. Speaking at the White House, Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan discusses how neighboring countries have helped with migration.
Through continued engagement with the government of Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries, we have initiated a network of initiatives, policies, and regulations to stem the flow of the migration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.